I began to get unwell, the school, to start off with, were really supportive of me, actually. They, like, sent work to me when I was in hospital, and I felt like I could return back there when I was beginning to get better.
And when you were beginning to get better, what did you want to do in terms of your education?
I wanted to come back into school gradually, maybe just for, like, a lesson a day, and just gradually return back into school.
Were the school supportive of that?
Yeah, to begin with, they were. And then when it came to actually going into school and actually being in school, they wouldn't let me in, basically.
So did they agree to you coming in for one lesson a day, but then what, you turned up and they didn't let you in, or how did things change?
No, they sent me work and were just supportive of me coming back, but when it actually came to returning, they just completely cut me off and said I couldn't come back.
Okay, and how did you react to that?
It really made me worse, to be honest, because I'd had my friend's support all the way through, and returning to school was like a familiar environment for me and would have really helped me in my recovery, but it set me back so much.
Claire, hello to you. Thanks for talking to us.
Hello, no problem.
What explanation were you given, if any, about why the school wanted Lottie to return only full-time?
I was told that Lottie had to be fully better, so discharged from any medical care, and that if she were to come back while she was still receiving such care, it would be disruptive to the rest of her year group, and therefore they could only accept her if she'd been discharged fully. But obviously, with such an illness as Lottie's, with anorexia, there has to be a certain amount of follow-up. And this would mean an appointment a week, maybe, or, you know, every few weeks with a psychiatrist or a dietitian. And so school said as long as Lottie was receiving that treatment, then she couldn't come back. And we discussed the fact that this treatment would be ongoing for at least a few years. Mm. So the school therefore said, well, then no, Lottie doesn't have a place.
Did they explain what they meant when they told you that it might be disruptive to other pupils if your daughter returned part-time?
No, they didn't really explain anything. They didn't want to engage in any further conversation with me. I was told that Lottie couldn't come back to school even to say goodbye to her friends.
And what did you think of that?
I think it's disgraceful. Lottie's friends were instrumental in her recovery. Without them, she would not have recovered quite so well as she has done. So the support going back to school with these friends was really, really important. And I was totally shocked that they wouldn't allow her back, as initially they had been supportive. But I think they were worried that Lottie's behaviour around her illness may have resulted in other girls wanting to follow that path, clearly not understanding that anorexia isn't a decision. It's something that happens and it's a mental health problem.